Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing on the halachas we learned in the prior two Mishnayas. Shehayu b'denu, you would have said a kav chomer to learn as follows. Imam Eidah Sarishayna, the first pair of witnesses, and these are the witnesses that testify that she secluded herself against her husband's warnings. She'eino esar to Israelim, they don't make her usa forever. They just allow her to drink the saita waters, make her eligible to drink. And if she's innocent after drinking, she can go back to her husband. So that's not an isa forever. Enimis kayemis bepoches mishnayim, according to the sheet of Rabbi Shua, those cannot be established by less than two valid witnesses. So Edus Achroinos, the latter witnesses that testified that she actually did commit adultery, Shaisatir Salem, as we learned in that case, then she's also to her husband forever. And Adin, the halacha should be that a kavachimer shalait iskai bepoches mishnayim, that they can't be established by less than two valid witnesses. Tamal Leimer, so the Pazuk says, that by a saita, after there were witnesses that she secluded, the eid ein ba, and there were no witness to testify that she committed adultery. So kol eidah sheyesh ba, which would imply that any eid that came forward and said she did commit adultery would be enough to prevent her from drinking the saita waters and make her usher to her husband forever. So it's exeris a kasuv that one eid and even a pasul eid is good enough to prevent her from drinking and make her usher forever. Now, the Mishnah then goes back to the first pair of witnesses. So kavachomer, leidasar rishayna. So why don't you make a kavachomer to the first pair of witnesses about the edom of seclusion, and make the miata and say as follows: So ma'im edasar rishayna, the latter witnesses that testified that she committed adultery, shaysar tisaylam, to make her usa forever, harahim iskamis beid echad, that could be established even by one aid. Edasar rishayna. So the first pair about seclusion. That they don't make her usa forever, and it didn't shit the sky beit echad. So of course you don't need two valid edim; it should be enough to establish even by one aid. So why does Rabbi Shua say you need two edim? Tamalayim, the pasuk says kimatzaba ervas davar, and the pasuk says, and they found in her an ervas davar. Davar olahalonaimer, and later on when it talks about the halacha of edus, it says apishnayim edim yakum davar. You have to establish something with two edim. So we learn out davar. Malahalan apishnayim edim, just like in the halacha of edus needs two, afkan apishnayim edim, so to hear for the edim of seclusion, you need two valid witnesses, so it's exeris akasuv, that the first pair is two valid witnesses, and the latter pair, the latter testimony only needs one aid or even a puzzle aid. Perek vav, Mishnah dalet. Eid ayma nitmeis, veid ayma light nitmeis. If one aid says that she did commit adultery, and one aid says she did not. So after she's warned, and then she secluded herself with witnesses, and she's about to drink, two aidim come forward. One says she drank, she did commit adultery. One said she did not commit adultery. Or isha emeris nitmeis, v'isha emeris light nitmeis. Or one woman says she did commit adultery, and one woman says she did not commit adultery. So haitza shaitza. In that case, we discard the testimony of the witnesses, and we continue on with her drinking procedure. So a couple points here. The Gemara explains this means where they came concurrently at the same time. And at the same time, one witness says she did commit adultery. And the other witness says, look, I don't know if she did or not, but I do know that we all saw her seclude herself. And at the time when you said you saw her commit adultery, you were with us watching her seclude herself, and we didn't see any adultery being committed. It was impossible to see. So therefore, we know for sure you did not see her commit adultery. That's what they testify when they say, "Lainit me," she did not commit adultery. It means we know that you couldn't have seen it. So in that case, we discard their testimony, and then she continues with the procedure. The Gemara explains, but if the second pair had come after the first pair, since the first pair who said she did commit adultery would have accepted her testimony, as we learned previously, so now it's as if two eidim came, and now if only one eid says, no, she did not commit adultery, we disregard that second testimony, and in that case, we would have stopped her from drinking. Echad ayman nitmeis, if let's say one eid says she did commit adultery, shnayim ayman loy nitmeis, and then two come and say, no, she did not commit adultery. Again, we were there at the same time, we didn't see anything. So again, haiser shayis, in that case, again, the two are able to contradict the first one aid, and she continues with the drinking procedure. The chiddush here is obviously that even if the two came after the one, because if they came at the same time, you just need one, you don't need two. So the chiddush of the two is that when it comes to two, again, when it's pasul aidim, we always go by the majority. So if the majority says lainit meis, so then we just disregard the first one's testimony, and then she continues with the drinking procedure. Similarly, shnayim are in mes. If two come first and say, wait, she committed adultery, ve'echad are malayin in mes, and then only one says she did not commit adultery, again, loy haisa shaisa neke, she does not drink. Why? Because we accepted the two testimony, two adam first, and their testimony said she did not commit adultery. That stops the drinking procedure. And then if one comes later, or at the same time, and says, hey, she did not commit adultery, so then we go with the majority, and then the majority says she did commit adultery, so therefore she does not drink, and she's usher to her husband forever.